Welcome to the Quest of Fishing Adventures podcast, Chapter 4. Welcome back to another Quest Fishing Adventures podcast. I do hope that you're doing well, and if you've been fishing since my last podcast, let's hope you've put a few on the bank. Right, as you can see by the title, I'm fishing New Lake on my new ticket. At this point in time, I have no idea what the name of this lake is going to be called, but you can obviously see by the title. So it's not a big lake from what I understand, but it does hold a few 30s in there. To be honest with you, I have no idea what to expect, really, honestly. But I'm currently en route to pick up Dylan, which is Alex's boy. Alex was meant to be coming today, but unfortunately he's not feeling too well. But he did say yesterday that he feels a bit better later on today. He'll come down, but you know, for all I know, I might get there now and he might feel, you know, a-okay. He might be coming now, so hopefully that will be the case. Either way, Dylan's still coming. He's been smashing up some carp out this year, smashed up pike earlier this year, and I guess throughout the year as well. So he knows what he's doing. I'm not too sure if he's going to come on the podcast or not. I have no idea, but we'll see how that all pans out. So yeah, just en route now to pick him up. Well, hopefully I'm not picking him up and Alex is coming and he's going in Alex's van. That'd be awesome. Then there'll be three of us there and we can do what we can do. Alex and Deals have fished there before, so I'm actually going to rely on Dylan, I reckon, to hopefully point me in the right direction. But I'll just use my carpy sense to try and figure it out for myself, I guess, as well. So anyway, I'm going to park this one up here and I shall see you bankside, and let's see how this one pans out. Right, we're here. It's only me and Dills, and we've just done a walk around the lake trying to assess anything, and we haven't seen any movement, not really any bubbles, so it's kind of like where to start. So we've picked down the far end. There's an island there. I'm not going to fish on the island because you can actually go across the bridge to fish on the island. There's some nice swims there. There's actually a really nice swim that looks decent, which I might move to later. But anyway, I'm fishing. This island's near one of the margins, so I'm fishing on the margins on that side. I'm going to fish over to the island because you can't fish all around the island, so it's all overgrown. I'm just going to put the bushwhacker out with the deeper on and see what depths and see what features I can see on it over there. I've got some lily pads to my left there, as if there's quite a few choices where I can drop my bait, but I'm just going to get the bushwhacker out and get the deeper on them and have a look and see what it looks like. Deals, he's got his lure stuff as well for pike, so he's actually going to have a walk around and see if he can catch a pike first on some lures, and then he's going to do some carp fishing, and I think he's just going to switch between them both, which sounds like a plan. It looks pikey. The weather looks good today for pike as well. It's proper overcast, unlike yesterday, so I think he's got a good chance, to be fair. So yeah, let me get set up and have a look, see what it looks like. And then, yeah, update you guys, and fingers crossed, both of us can catch something decent out of it. So I'm pleased to say that Deals has just put a nice little pike on the bank, probably about 4 pounds, absolutely buzzing for him. And I'm really sure that he will put more on the bank as well today. He's definitely a decent pike angler for such a young person. He's definitely caught a lot of pike there this year, like the end of the season and that. So yeah, buzzing for him. So yeah, he's gone back round again. He's probably only been pike fishing on this lake today for about 15 minutes. So really, really quick bite for him. It's all the same. It's all a good sign that the pike are feeding. So yeah, hopefully the pike are feeding, the carp are feeding as well. But time will tell. Let's see how this story unfolds. He's only gone and had another one. I knew he would. Yeah, he's just had another one. I reckon it was slightly bigger. I'm sure I get into the bigger ones today. So yeah, this is probably going to end up being a bit of a pike podcast over a carp podcast, where I get outfished by Deals for pike. But fair play to him. At least the podcast won't technically be a blank. So yeah, no, fair play to him. Yeah, fair play. Hopefully he's going to get a big one now.
Right, Deal's just had another one. Bigger than the other one. They're slowly getting bigger. So fingers crossed, the big one's coming for him. So that's three now for him. The time now is 10:22. So yeah, well done, Deals. And there's me questioning whether or not I'm going to catch a carp. Literally, that rod I've just put out to the right-hand side, out for like 5-6 minutes. Just had a steaming run off of it. Gave me a cracking fight. I had to really put the pressure on, because where I dropped it near that bridge, you got the poles coming down. So I was sitting on my rods again, obviously, like I keep always doing. Straight onto it, and I just kept the pressure on it and just pulled him away, and literally just pulled him over. And then he eventually just swam out into the middle of the section where I'm fishing, and in that little channel there, played in front of me. Netted him, 22 pound 11 mirror, absolutely beautiful carp. That picture will be going up on my Instagram as well. Trust Crest Fishing Adventures podcast. Go and check it out. Give it some love, guys. Give me a follow as well. So I'm absolutely buzzing. I've had a fish now. Deals is obviously because I was calling him when I had it in the net. He said he had a pike then as well. So he's up to 4 pike. He said it's died off now, so he's now decided to put the carp rods out. So he's gone onto the island. I'm not too sure which one he's going in, but he's gone onto the island now, and he's going to find a few spots on there and put them out. Also, quick update, spoken to Alex as well. Alex said he's going to probably come down but not fish, because he's still not feeling great, but he wants to come down and see us. So obviously I've got his boy, so he wants to see his boy. Totally understandable. So yeah, absolutely buzzing. A great way to start. It's a great way to kick off this lake with such a beautiful carp like that, and at that weight as well. So I'm absolutely buzzing, absolutely buzzing. Right, that's enough of me rabbiting on. Right, the deeper's all charged up now. So I've just done the right hand side rod where it looks really carpy down there, like to the channel to the right there, like a channel, like with the island in front, as I said, with the margins, just the margins in the channel. It's a channel. And I've just put the bushwhacker out with the deeper on. It's so shallow, like it was like 2 foot, like the majority of it. And I found an area that drops off to like 3.5 foot. The bottom's not great, to be fair. It's not weedy, but it's just a bit like silty and that. But Deal saw a carp there when he was walking over the bridge. He said it looked like a koi or something. So, you know, that'd be really nice to have. So I'm going to stay here a bit longer, which is why I've repositioned that one now with the deeper on, just to try and find like an area that looked half decent. So I think like 3.5 foot. I mean, I've definitely caught carp in shallow areas, like 100% in 3.5 foot. So yeah, I'll drop that one there. And I think I'll just sit on my right, left hand side. It's on those lilies to the left of me. And I feel quite happy. Did I say that? I can't remember if I actually said where I was fishing that left-hand side rod. Yeah, I put it onto the lip. I don't think I actually said what I'd done with my rigs, have I, actually? What a fail. Yeah, the left-hand side rod's gone onto the lily pads to the left. The left-hand side rod's gone to the lily pads to the left. This is not going well, is it? Really not. Okay, so both have gone out on the noodle rig, 18mm bug boilie. Pushed out obviously with a bushwhacker, crushed boilie, whole boilies, 15mm, 18mm, 22mm, SLK and bug mix in there. And they've gone out on that, and that's both of them. Do apologise that I missed that in the segment before, but yeah, these things happen sometimes. So yeah, they're both out now. I've repositioned that right-hand side rod, so fingers crossed I'll get something. If not, I'm going to give it an hour and see what happens. If I get nothing, I'm going to move. I'm going to go over to the island there and try and search out some deeper water, because I've got to make something happen. I'm not feeling overconfident here at the moment. The only confidence that's kept me here now is the fact that Deal saw a fish right near me. So I kind of, that it's like if you go back to my podcast Fishing Mouse Barn 2, when I lost that first fish, I was about to move and then I had the pickup, you know, and then, you know, it's like hopefully we're going to get that scenario. I'm going to stay here for a little bit longer in this swim and then get a pickup, but only time will tell. So yeah, let's find out. So I've literally just had 2 fish off the bat, literally on that right hand side rod again. I've definitely found a spot. I'm absolutely buzzing. So I had another mirror and another common, quite small ones to be fair, probably about 12-13 pounds, something like that. But the common was absolutely mint, looked like it'd never been caught before. Absolutely beautiful, I can't believe it. When I was doubting myself because of the weather being like wet and cold, I really was just starting to think it's not going to happen, and that's really negative, and I shouldn't be thinking like that at all. But yeah, this spot, what a spot. Bushwhacker, yet again, rate it. What can I say? Three carp. All right, let's get back out and try and get one of them 30s that lives in here. Well, what can I say? I just had another fish on the right-hand side rod. A little common, probably only about 8 pounds or something like that. But all the same, it's still a fish, and you guys know I just love catching fish. So yeah, absolutely buzzing. Well, I've not done a segment in a while, and that's because it's just been really, really quiet since the last fish, like absolutely nothing. Deals decided that he really wanted a carp. I said, right, you've got an option, mate. You can either jump in my swim, go on the spot I was fishing on, or you can go on another swim. So he decided to go not into my swim, and to the swim, literally to the right of me in there. He's had the rod out for like about an hour and a half, and he's just caught a mirror. 27 pounds one, absolutely buzzing for him. Absolutely lovely looking mirror. What a stunner. I'm so proud and happy for him. He's come down here, smashed it on the pike fishing. He's come down now, caught a 27. That boy is one to watch for the future, definitely. He's definitely one to watch. Well done, Deals, if you listen to this podcast, mate. Congratulations, buddy, mate. That's a lovely capture. I'm glad I was here to witness it and be there with you. Top man. Right, so on that note, guys, we are going to pack up because it's completely pissing it town and it's getting dark. I'm going to end the podcast here and end it really quickly because I'm getting really wet again. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I really do appreciate the continued support. If you go fishing from now until my next podcast, I hope you catch a big one. Take care and tight lines. If you're not done already, guys, you could do me a massive favour and hit me up on Instagram. Just search Quest Fishing Adventures. On there, I'm uploading some photos and some short videos. You can also ask me questions or give me some advice too. That'd be absolutely mega. Anyway, take care of yourself, guys, and tight lines, and see you in my next podcast.